School begins in many parts of the country this week, and this has Shelley Fraser-Mickle remembering her first day of first grade.
Back when I was a child, we started first grade cold turkey. I mean, there was no chance to get warmed up in kindergarten unless your parents paid for you to go. There were no such things as public kindergartens or nursery schools. Your parents just signed you up for first grade, took you to school, and left you there for the whole day. The anticipation of starting first grade was like the day before Christmas. Everywhere you went, some grown-up would say, "And I hear you're heading off to first grade this year. My goodness, you're a big kid now." Yes, starting school meant you were growing up, which in most ways meant you were catching up. You would learn to spend all day away from home doing whatever the bigger kids had been doing all the year before, while you'd been sucking your thumb and taking naps and riding around on a three-wheeler that wouldn't go any faster than a snail with an ingrown toenail. Now, everything was about to change. Really, that's what the first day of school is always about, change. Today, a child might warm up for first grade by going to nursery school and public kindergarten. But still, that first day is about entering an unknown part of the world. And so, while the anticipation can feel like Christmas, on the morning of the first day, a child often wakes up feeling as if he's standing on the end of a high diving board with a line of big kids behind him, ready to push him off. And that's when the genius of a good teacher kicks in. That's what Mrs. Fletcher did for my friend Johnny Tillman in the September of 1950. Johnny was a big kid, so it was even worse that his mother had to drag him out of her car up the school steps, and that his Uncle Fred had to pick him up and bodily put him in his desk. And then, after all the parents left, Mrs. Fletcher turned to the class and asked quietly, "Who today will be Johnny Tillman's friend?" When all the hands in the class went up and we all shouted out, "Me, me," Johnny Tillman grinned and sat up in his seat. And from then on, the first day of school was, well, I guess you could say that for even all of us, it was a piece of cake. Thank you, Mrs. Fletcher, wherever you are.